Missouri Nuts Sports, I'm Bill Pollack. The Royals have no answer for Randy Arozarena. He homered for the third straight game in this series, and the Royals lost to the Mariners 3-2. A short night for starter Noah Cameron, who was pulled in the fifth with the bases loaded.
He was cruising there, through the first four, fifth inning, the four-pitch walk hurt.
Matt Quatrero went to John Schreiber, who ended the threat, but then he gave up the homer to Arozarena to start the sixth. That tied the game. Seattle added two more in the seventh. KC wraps up their four-game series in Seattle tonight. St. Louis has gone a franchise record 49 innings in a row without scoring against division opponents. The Cardinals swept and shut out in Pittsburgh, losing yesterday 5-0. Before that, the Cardinals were shut out twice by the Cubs, and in between all of that was the sweep in Cleveland. Brendan Donovan on this latest sweep in Pittsburgh.
Obviously, this series is frustrating, but it's just one little blip on the radar of 162. So is it frustrating? Absolutely. They just beat us. So they're playing good ball, and we were playing good ball, and they shut us down.
Cardinals off today. They're at the Cubs tomorrow. I mentioned a couple days ago the WNBA is expanding to Philadelphia, Detroit, Cleveland. Sophie Cunningham was asked about expansion into those cities, and she said she can't see how players would be excited playing in places like Detroit or Cleveland. Thought there were other options.
Like, everyone loves Florida. Nashville is an amazing city. Kansas City, amazing opportunity. There's a huge arena downtown that no one's using. And I think that the Women's Soccer League is showing that, like, people draw, you know? And so I'm not so sure what the thought process is there.
Yeah, Kansas City tried to make a push for a WNBA expansion team. And the St. Louis Blues active in free agency. They've signed another forward, P.S. Suter, to a two-year deal. Had a career-high 25 goals last year with Vancouver. Bill Pollack, Missouri Nuts Sports.